You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, and I am joined in studio by the lovely, the talented Miss Asia.
Hey.
What up, girl?
What up?
I'm excited to have you in studio. I'm excited to share your music with our listeners. I'm very excited. It's Grammy weekend. I'm a little disappointed with some of the nominations, but all it's right. Okay because you're bringing real music to me.
Hey.
Okay.
Right. Thank you for having me here today.
Before I pick your brain, I want to kind of talk about some topics that have been going on this week and kind of see where you stand with them. Okay. The first being, since, you know, we have a lovely female singer here, I want to talk about a queen herself, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle is coming for bitches right now. She is snatching wigs. Ooh. She is yelling. She is like, hold up. You know, I was quiet for a minute. What did Lil' Kim say? I've been gone for a minute, and now I'm back with the jump off.
Okay, Patti LaBelle.
She says, ooh, she's calling girls heifers.
Ooh.
She's calling out the basic bitches, and she's calling girls heifers. So here's what Miss Patti LaBelle said in an interview. Someone said, called her a diva, and she had to stop them. And she said, oh, that word is used so loosely, I don't consider myself a diva. I've always considered myself a woman who sings her heart out, who gives 120%. Diva is a word that I wouldn't want to call myself because it's so loosely used, it's not cute anymore.
Oh. Mm. Okay, Patti.
How do you feel about that statement? Did
you
agree with that statement?
Yes, I do, actually. For sure.
You know, when I first realized that statement was, did you ever see the VH1 has the Divas Live shows? Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that.
So, okay, they started in like 99, I think, and it was like Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Carole King, Shania Twain, divas,
mm-hmm.
people who can use their voice
right.
and sing. And then as the time went on, it was Whitney Houston, Brandy, and it was great acts. And then the last one they did, it was like Ciara, Nicki Minaj, and it just kind of felt like, oh, we're taking away, it's like we're just calling anybody, Miley Cyrus, like it's like, you have to put in work.
Right.
To be up with these women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, she said that, and then she goes on to say, it doesn't mean anything to me. And probably to some of the other ladies who I've been doing it with for as long as I have. Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick. You know, I'm speaking for me. I don't know if they like to be called divas, but I know I wouldn't call them divas because it's not in good company. I'm like,
okay, Patti.
She said, I don't relate to heifers. Like, girl, whoa.
Ooh.
She is 69 years old. I'm like, all right, girl.
Okay.
Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. The exact quote, heifer quote was, because all these little heifers who can't sing are called divas. I'm like, I can't.
Okay.
Miss Patti LaBelle is on tour right now. She hasn't dropped an album in a while, but she is on tour. So you guys check out her website to find out when she'll be in a city near you. So you can get a, we won't call her a diva. We'll call her a queen.
Oh, yes. Queen. For sure.
All right. Moving on. Day 26. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
All right.
I have not.
Danity Kane.
Danity Kane, yes.
All right. Uh-huh. So Danity Kane came from, Puff Daddy,
right.
Diddy, making the band. Mm-hmm. Day 26 did as well. They were the guy group after Danity Kane. They released this album, Day 26. It's, I think, a very slept-on album. You don't really get five guys harmonizing to music anymore.
Right.
You know, without, like, the campy dancing mm-hmm. and whatnot. You know, Day 26 provided that. They kind of fell off. I think there was like some like publicity thing with like nude photos of the guys or something. And they just kind of fell off. And now Danity Kane made their announcement. They were coming back. Day 26, Brian announced we're coming back as well. So 2014 will be the year of Day 26, they're claiming. So
okay.
Congratulations, guys. I'm excited to hear what you guys have working. Now, on another little ratchet note.
Oh, dear.
Miss Mona Scott, she's still at it. Loving Hip Hop LA is coming to a TV near you. I really don't know what to think about it. You know, I'm a big fan of Loving Hip Hop Atlanta. Mm-hmm. There's certain, like, categories of ratchetness I can deal with. And Loving Hip Hop Atlanta is one of them. I can deal with that one. Mm-hmm. Now, Loving Hip Hop New York, I don't know if you've seen the show. If you haven't, I recommend you don't.
Okay.
Even though I host the after show on AfterBuzz TV, check that one out. But anyways, Loving Hip Hop New York, I just feel like it's getting away from music. The show's called Loving Hip Hop. So when you hear that title, what would you think you would see a show about?
About the love for hip hop.
Well, that, first, I mean, I would love that, first of all. I mean, we ain't even going to give them that credit. That right, it ain't even about that.
Okay.
It's about people in hip-hop and their relationships.
Okay.
So, which, okay, but I like your idea. That idea is what it should be. So, the New York one, I just felt like this cast has nothing to do with hip-hop. You know, we're getting like video vixens and things like that. Like that's, you know, it's a part of hip hop in a way. I don't know if that's really what we should be focusing on. And it's just, this season has a very negative light over it. So now they're going to bring Love and Hip Hop LA, which everyone's been excited about because everyone thinks, oh, it's LA. Every artist is out here. It should be a good show. Well, the problem is they can't tie a big name to it, which I wonder why. So Ray J was supposed to be attached to it, but he can't because he was doing Bad Girls Club All-Stars. He's hosting that.
Oh, okay.
So then they're going to try to tie in the game somehow, which I'm like, he already got his own show. Why are you coming on this one? And here are some of the other girls. Lord Jesus. Brooke Valentine. Remember her? It's about to be a girl fight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, go first. I thought you were from Atlanta. We won't ask any questions. But you know what? I can't even be mad because you probably one of the only person who should be on the show. Because then we get radio DJ Yessie Ortiz. Do you know Yessie from Power 106? Something like that. All right. And rapper Hazel E. Along with video vixen Bria Miles. Again, I'm just not down with the video vixen thing. I just feel like... there's a show for that. Video Vixens of Atlanta or something like that. Girl, move to Atlanta. Like, so that's the cast of L.A., Love and Hip Hop L.A. I don't know. Good luck. That's what I'm going to wish y'all. The Grammys are coming up. Are you excited about the Grammys?
I am excited about the Grammys.
Is that one
Grammys.
Of your favorite award shows?
Yes, of course.
What are you excited about this year for the Grammys?
Performances.
Yeah? Have you heard who's going to be performing?
No. No, I have
Beyonce's performing.
Yes, of course she is.
Jay-Z's performing.
Okay.
We're hoping they're going to perform together.
Ooh.
Madonna's performing, and there's rumor that Beyonce and Madonna might be doing something together.
Ooh, that I did hear, the Madonna performing on there. That's exciting. I like that.
If Madonna, Jay-Z, and Beyonce perform on the same stage, I don't know if I'll be able to be in studio on Monday. Because I was lucky when Beyonce dropped the album. It was on a weekend, so I like had time to. I didn't have to be anywhere the next day. I could just be like,
yeah,
stalled out because Beyonce dropped an album. But there's some drama going on at the Grammys. I'm gonna name the in the hip hop category, people are upset that what are they called? Oh my god, Macklemore. You know Macklemore?
Mm-hmm.
I got $20 in my pocket.
Yeah,
Is in every hip-hop category. Now, the hip-hop committee, the rap committee, they are saying most people feel like Thrift Shop and Same Love shouldn't qualify for rap nominations because of their success on mainstream radio and their appeal in the pop world. So they feel like they're taking away from actual hip-hop who doesn't get the radio shine, who doesn't get, you know, to be on certain networks or channels. And you know, now if we're just allowing, you know, these hip-hop acts to come in, it's kind of taking the shine away. How do you feel about that? I mean, at the end of the day, the reason why they were allowed to do it is because at the end of the day, they are rapping.
Right.
So the head of the Grammys was like, no, they're going to stay in their category. y'all can't complain about it. But I do see this turning into a race thing eventually in the future if it continues to build. I mean, they looked at it like, oh, you guys are taking it, you know, white versus black. I'm like, well, no, because they never had a problem when Eminem wasn't awarded, you know, nominated for Grammys. I don't know. But what do you think about that?
I think it's fair for them to be in the category. If they're rapping, I mean, it's hip-hop, right?
There you go.
They're just on the radio, that's all.
Don't be salty. I'm going to go through some of the categories, and I want to know, you know, who you think you would like to see win. Mm-hmm. Best R&B Performance. Tamar Braxton, Love and War. Anthony Hamilton, Best of Me. Miguel featuring Kendrick Lamar, How Many Drinks. Snarky Puppy for Something.
Probably Miguel.
Miguel?
Yeah, for
Yeah, he needs some credit.
Yeah,
especially after last year with the leg thing.
I know. I know. Oh, dear.
Best R&B Album. R&B Divas, Faith Evans. Girl on Fire, Alicia Keys. Love in the Future, John Legend. Or Better, Chrisette Michelle, or Three Kings, TGT.
I'm going to have to go with my girl, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire.
Hey. I'm going to have to go with John Legend.
Oh, okay,
Did you hear his new album?
Yes, yeah, and you know what? He's good, too.
But I feel you.
But I'm going to stick with my girl.
They're up there. And then let's do the last one. Well, let's do a hip-hop one. Let's see who you would pick.
Okay.
Best rap song. ASAP Rocky, Effin' Problems. Jay-Z, Holy Grail. Kanye West, New Slaves. Drake, Started from the Bottom. Or Macklemore, Thrift Shop.
Jay-Z, Holy Grail, because I love it.
Whenever I'm out and that song comes on, I love everybody's reaction. Everybody just feels like they are Jay-Z or Justin Timberlake.
Exactly. I'm over here like both.
Right? You're like, I'm Beyonce coming up in here. All right, and now before we get into you, last but not least, it was Jam Master Jay's birthday this past week. His son TJ Mizell and DJ Scratch created a video in honor of Jam Master Jay. So we're going to play a little bit of that and shout out to him. Choreography and everything right now.
Okay. Little switch ups.
So shout out to them for that, and shout out to Jam Master Jay. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Aisha.
Hey.
What's up, girl? Now, you know what? Before we get into it, I feel like we just have to play a sample of some of your work so that people really can kind of get an understanding of what you're about to serve them. Now, you did a cover of Heart of Glass, which is one of my favorite artists, Blondie.
Okay, hey, Blondie.
Now, where did this inspiration come from?
You know what? It was one of those things. We wanted to do a cover, And I was working with my producers, and we were just kind of going back and forth on, you know, some of my idols and, you know, songs that I could possibly do. Mm-hmm. And this one popped up, and I was like, yes, yes, we have to do it. We have to, like, do something different with it. You know, it's such an upbeat song, mm-hmm. and it's, like, you know, dance and crazy. And so we're just like, let's take it and make it slow.
Give it the Asia vibe.
Sink into the lyrics, of course.
Yes, and mm-hmm. you definitely do, because actually it's listening to it, I was like, wait, this is the same song. Because mm-hmm. I thought like you had just like sampled a part of it, and I was like, oh, you made it your own. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to take a listen here. This is Asia, Heart of Glass. We're not even doing it justice, because listening to it in the car, mm-hmm. you'd be sitting in LA traffic like, going through it. People are looking at me like, are you okay? I'm like, you need to get your life. You add this like sexy, sultry, like, sound to it, and it, I don't know, it's like the way you say your words, mm-hmm. sing the words, it's like, why do you want to bring this type of sound to music right now?
Because it's not right now, there's nothing like this out there right now.
But why is it important to you?
To me, it's important because this is my sound, like this is me all the way, 100%. And I just want people to see that. I want to share it with everybody.
And it's interesting, some of the, you know, people that inspired you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go back to Donna Summer, Gloria Gaynor, Diana Ross. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that those were, you know, the names that inspired you, because mm-hmm. You're so young. And how do you not allow today's music to kind of taint you and kind of trickle its way in and take away? Because I feel like today's music, it's missing a heartbeat. It's missing the soul. Like, it's all there, mm-hmm. and it looks there, and you're jamming to it, and you're like,
right.
I'm jamming, but I still just don't really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you allow that to not kind of come into your world?
You know, I'm really just staying true to myself. And that's like the biggest thing, I think, with the music nowadays and then the music back then. I grew up listening to that music, mm-hmm. you know, so it's easy for me to still have that attachment to that. And then put my own flair and make it modern as well, but it's just not so far from...
And
you know.
Why the disco era? Why was that so? Why is that, you know, one of the quotes in your bio, it said, with her booty shaking like you mean it music. And I love that, because
yes.
I'd be Earth, Wind, and Fire, let me be up there, Boogie Wonderland, I'd be jamming. So
yes,
why that era? What's so special about that era to you?
You know, I just love the drive, the beat of the disco music, the shake your booty. Yes, I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm so serious. Like, I want people to shake their booty to my music, too, you know? And that's what that music was all about. You didn't have to dance.
Right.
You didn't have to know how to dance or whatever. You're just doing your own thing, you know, going with the beat. And I love that about the disco era.
How is it? What's it like now? I mean, because you're working with different producers. For you as an artist to kind of find producers who get it. You know, nowadays.
Yeah.
How has that mission been for you?
You know what? It's been great. The producers that I'm with now, Jason Hollis and Dan Dixon, I'm not kidding you. When I first met them, I was like, this is going to be a good time. Like, we're going to have some fun. Like, they totally get it.
Right.
You know, and working together and always allowing opinions and, you know, not ever shutting out when I say, you know, like, oh, I don't know about that or, you know, whatever. They're very open to allowing me to have my own say in what goes on the track,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I really, really love that about them.
And now you have a new song, which congratulations, because it is climbing the charts.
Yes. Yes, it is. Lonely Alone.
Yes. And you filmed the video for this. Where was the, you know, one thing that I really love about you is that you express yourself to your fans in the sense of, okay, you're going to listen to this, and I want you to dance, I want you to shake mm-hmm. your booty, but I want you to pay attention.
Yes.
And your voice commands mm-hmm. attention. And so Lonely Alone, you know, where did the story for this come from?
You know, I was sitting in Nashville with some writers, and we were all just sitting there like, what can we write that lyrically is going to reach out and grab people? Like, something that people don't talk about so much, you know, in their mm-hmm. lyrics. And it was like, I think everybody has their heartbreak songs and everybody has their love songs, you know, whatever. And we were just like, let's make something that's about, yeah, it's about love, but this is like relationship one-sided. Mm-hmm. People don't talk about that all the time, mm-hmm. you know, like they talk about their heart being broken and everything, but this is your heart's broken. Okay, now pick up the pieces and get it together and leave. Like, you're not going to sit in this relationship by yourself. It has to be two-sided. It can't be one-sided, you know? And you have the strength to be like, I'm not going to deal with this anymore.
Is that hard for you to kind of draw on past things in your life to kind of bring into your music? Or is that, you know, why you do it? You know, you yeah. want to give it to your fans.
That's I think the best thing is to draw on your past because mm-hmm. it's going to be raw. It's going to be real. You know, so you're really going to hear the emotions in the studio. They're going to come out. And live, they're going to come out, you know. So you're always going to have that emotion behind it.
And so let's take a quick video glance at Lonely Alone.
Each other in the hallway.
I'm obsessed. Like, so we, I got your all of your information. I'm looking through all of your stuff. I actually heard Heart of Glass first, and I was like, oh, that's really different and cool. I was like, well, what does her own stuff sound like? And I did not even, like, it didn't even make sense to me because I put the video on, and I was like, oh, all right. And then you came on, and you had your hair. It was like, hi. Makeup was like, hi. And then you gave us disco realness. Mm-hmm. And it, but again, with today's modern touch, and it's really interesting to me because this is your original sound. But if you notice, I don't know if you notice because this single been out, right? Mm-hmm. If you listen to the new Shakira and Rihanna song, the beat sounds a little similar, you know what I'm saying? They might have just heard really? Some and might have drawn some inspiration from someone. But no, okay. Honestly, I love it because exactly like you said, you can honestly dance to that song, but mm-hmm. What you're saying, like, we're just going through the motions. It's empty inside. Mm-hmm. Like, I found myself literally dancing there, and I'm sitting there like, oh, shit, wait, do I want to cry right now?
Yeah, like, exactly. You're like, wait, hold on. Like, this beat is good, but the lyrics. I do the same thing.
Really? Yeah. Where did the looks come from? Where did you draw your inspiration from for the looks in this video?
Diana Ross. Yeah, Donna Summer. Yeah, for sure.
And is that something that you cater to in everyday life? Like, you enjoy that timepiece and that fashion and that mm-hmm. style, and that's just who you are. And
yeah, totally. Yeah, but I definitely put the modern spin. I'm not just gonna go run around in, you know, complete 70s clothes. I definitely modernize it,
yes.
But for sure, you know, stay true to that as well.
And I love it because no one's really in that genre right mm-hmm. now, and so I love that you're bringing that. But everyone, whenever they like try to mix, you know, nowadays with today, it's always the 80s, and mm-hmm. now it's kind of the 90s, and so to bring that back, I love it.
Thank you.
The sound of soul. And where are we going to go next for you?
For this next, well, we just recorded the new EP for Playing With Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so watch out.
And when can we expect
more dancing.
That?
More dancing. You know what? I hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so no.
We released.
I can't pull anything out. You know.
No, we released. We released Now That You're Gone onto iTunes. It's another single. And, yeah, just watch out.
Who are some of your, you know, are you listening to anyone today? I know we've had some people in before who mm-hmm. have an original sound like you. They say, you know, it's hard for me to listen to the radio now because it, you know, takes away from my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of your realm? Are there any artists out there today that you do like kind of, you know what, I ain't gonna hate on everyone, but I do give that one props.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with the whole, like, it's hard to listen to radio and stay true to you because you kind of get, you know, stuck
like
in that.
Maybe I should go this way. Maybe I
you
should.
Kinda, yeah, you start thinking like, oh, well, that's cool, you know, but I love Bruno Mars.
Oh.
I love Bruno Mars. Such a huge fan of his, and his vibe to his music is just
there.
It's there. It's so great. And Beyonce, I always listen to her. You know, Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm going, oh, I'm never going to listen to music right. That's on the radio right now. You know, I listen to the radio. Oh, just,
God, I've had some people in here who are like that.
No. I mean, yeah, you got to get inspiration from somewhere. And yeah, I have it from the 70s and everything. But nowadays, you want to hear what you're going to be up against,
right?
Or you want to hear what you're going to be next to.
Was there any kind of like were you scared ever to kind of put yourself out there and think, you know, yeah, no one's doing this, but you know, like you talk about doubt and you know this feeling of insecurity,
mm-hmm.
do you ever have that with your own music?
No, you know, not really, because it's one of those things like, this is who I am, and it's, you just have to own it. You just have to be you.
There you go.
You know, so.
And as far as moving forward, I mean, do you draw, are we going to see any draws from, you know, maybe some different eras? I love that you have fully committed to this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's gorgeous. It's sexy. It's new. It's vibrant. And the fact that you can do it along with the music and put it together in a nice package, it's kudos to you for
Thank
that.
You.
I'm stunned by it because it's just no one is doing that. No mm-hmm. one has this sound. If you could work with any artist now, who would it be? Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yeah, for
I was
sure.
Like, I don't know why everyone was going to ask.
Yeah, definitely Bruno Mars.
So you're excited for the Super Bowl?
Yes, I am, and my team is playing.
Oh.
Broncos fan all the way. Okay, been raised a Broncos fan.
Patriots, so I can't.
Okay. hey.
I'm excited for Bruno Mars because I'm like, what is he going to do for the halftime show? Like, Beyonce was last
I know.
Year. Like, the I know. Beyonce concert was last year. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to happen?
I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
When you're touring, what can fans expect to see you as far as performance wise? What are we going to get from you?
Lots of booty shaking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you into dance choreography or just kind of the free disco spirit?
I like the free disco spirit. Yep. Yeah. Not saying that I don't dance, but I do like the disco spirit. Just being that. Free.
Where can all your fans find you?
They can find me on Twitter at @officiallyasia.
And if I want to know when that EP drops, where am I going to find that out?
You're going to find out on Facebook at facebook.com/singerasia. And then I'm also on Instagram at singerasia.
There you guys have it.
Yeah.
Well, Asia, I want to thank you for coming in. We have 6 songs for everyone to download. We're going to go through them, and I want to know what you kind of think of the different sounds that some of these artists are bringing today. Sure. Now, I don't know if you know this guy. He's a YouTube sensation. His name is Spoken Reasons. He's a comedian. And I'm not going to lie. Y'all going to listen to this song and probably be like, Jesse. But I love this man. I have followed him since the beginning of his career. And randomly, he started dropped an album. And I was like, is this a comedy album? And I thought it was going to be a comedy album. But he's actually singing on it.
Oh, get it.
So I just have to support him. Spoken Reasons. The song is called Fine Ass Girls. With the bad bitch tendencies. Red hot from the top to the bottom. Can't you see? Can't you see? She the fine one. She the fine one. She the fine one. Exclusive. Exclusive. She asked me, what's a fine ass girl? I'm a fine ass girl. It's your mind, girl. The way you balance your time, girl. So there you guys have it. Spoken Reasons, Fine Ass Girls, off his new mixtape, I Ain't Shit Yet, on iTunes. Y'all can check that out. So congratulations to you. You're doing what you need to be doing. There you go, buddy. Next, Trey Songz, speaking of the same kind of sound, is dropped in a song called Na Na Na. Here we go. Put your hands in the air, in the air.
Put your hands in the air. Love that on that beat. Oh, Nana. Look what you done started. Oh, Nana. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Nana. I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, Nana. If you keep shaking that. Oh, yeah. Oh, Nana, Nana. Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight. Oh, Nana.
Trey Songz, Na Na Na. Trey Songz fan?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I like it.
A little Fuji action there.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, wait, hold on.
I was in Trey Songz. I saw that he dropped this and I hadn't heard it yet, and I was kind of scared because I like Trey Songz, but mm-hmm. I feel like he kind of delivers the same thing mm-hmm. every time. Which, whatever, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, mm-hmm. you know? But I like this. I like the sampling. I felt like it took me to a different place for Trey.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Next, one of my favorite rappers, Chance the Rapper. And you'll know this sample too. It's called Favorite Song.
Rapper, soccer, hacky, sacker, cocky, khaki, jacket, jacker, slap, happy, faggot, slapper, whoop, whoop, a rocky rocket launcher, shake that lefty, taffy, jolly, raunchy rapper, dang, 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 ski, 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 she do that thing, the 3 retweets, the album, feel like 92, then take that bumpy, he's 3-peat, chance, hold, I said, cruising on that LSD, ask yourself about my deal, he look back, say, hell yeah, let's see, this shit my favorite song, you just don't know the word.
Chance the Rapper, favorite song, he lyrically, he just is it just spits out craziness. Mm-hmm. But his album, this is off actually off his newest mixtape, so you guys can check that one out. Get the song for free. That's probably because he didn't want to pay royalties for that sample.
Ooh.
Talib Kweli is coming out with a new project, and this is it. The first single off it called No Competition.
How you doing? My nigga Christ be offering you some heat, yup. You other rappers, I'm offering you a seat. Matter of fact, take several, park it like valet. Page is the opera, the writing is valet. If your taste is exquisite, then maybe you make a visit to a place where you can get it supported and make a difference. That's of course only if the recorder remain consistent and you make a straight line to the story.
That's Talib Kweli featuring LZ and Fonte. No Competition off their new mixtape, Jamla is the Squad. Comes on the 28th, so check that one out. You a Talib fan?
I have no idea, no.
Check him out.
Okay, we'll do.
What were you doing on Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Me?
Yep. Just chilling at home?
I was chilling, yes, I was.
Well, you should have been on the internet because Alicia Keys, your favorite,
yes.
She gave fans a little treat. You can't download this song. I know I shouldn't have put it in here because you can't download, but it was that good I had to. Actually, you're going to really like this. This is blasphemous. I loved Alicia Keys when she first came out, and then I felt like she kind of did this weird thing where every song kind of was very similar in my vision of Alicia Keys. And I have to say, she dropped this unreleased song. It's from, I want to say, off the Not Girl Is On Fire album, one before that. It's called Power. Ooh, great song to drop on MLK Day. You're going to find out why right now.
Oh, baby, got to know you better. I'm feeling you now more than ever. Oh, baby, got to know you better. I'm feeling you. I feel the power. I feel the power. I feel the power.
Can we just start it here today on the beat? Can you and Alicia Keys do a song together in a video?
Can we please?
I mean, that would low-key be kind of epic for 2014.
What?
What did you think of that?
I love that. And we can't download that?
No.
What?
I mean, we'll talk after the show. But, like, it's on her website. You go on to AliciaKeys.com, mm-hmm. which I want to say this, Alicia Keys. Your website is very difficult to get into. You, like, have to sign up to get onto her website. But it's called The Vault. And now I see why. Because she got all these damn treasures on her damn website.
Okay.
So that's Alicia Keys' Power.
Get it.
Check that out, AliciaKeys.com. Next, this new girl just kind of – I was looking up some Schoolboy Q. Great rapper. I was looking up some Schoolboy Q songs, and this girl came along. I'm going to just mess your name up, girl. I'm sorry. How would you pronounce that? Tinashe?
That's what I was
all
thinking.
All right, good. That's what we're going to call it. That's what we're going to call you, boo. But for everyone out there, it's T-I-N-A-S-H-E. S-H-E. It's called Two On featuring Schoolboy Q. Do you like Janae Aiko? Have you heard of her?
Mm-mm.
No. She has a very certain tone to her. This girl, I don't know, doesn't blow me out the world, but there's something about it. There's something about this song, this girl, and her voice that I care for. Let's take a listen.
Nothing on that beat. Oh. Yeah. We all been together. Make you want me cause I'm hot now. I'm gone, so faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop up like a long gun. If you a lame nigga, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like a hamburger.
There you go. That's Tinashe featuring Schoolboy Q. Tanishi. Sorry.
I feel you, girl. They mess up my name sometimes, too.
I'm not even going to lie. I was so happy. Our producer just stood up. I was so happy your PR person wrote Asia in like the continent.
Yes.
I was like,
all right.
Good. So yeah, I mean, I enjoy her. I would need to hear a second single to really, you know, put the stamp on it. But from what I heard, I'm enjoying it. I mean, again, we're going to push for Miss Asia and Alicia Keys to do a song here in 2014.
Yes.
Gonna bring music back. And that's what I'm loving. I'm loving that you guys are bringing music back and bringing it back to a place where there's soul, there's power, there's dancing, there's smiles. It's just a smile. You just hear it and you just want to smile. And if you don't want to dance with it, you're tapping your foot. I know you're tapping your foot.
Because
you get
head,
them wallflowers like... in there who are like, you know, I'm too... What's she talking about? Emotions? Like, that's right, but look underneath the table because you're sitting there like... You get the little shoulder shrug. You be like...
Right.
And then it just turns into like... Little... No, I'm just kidding. Well, Asia, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Again,
thank
if fans
you.
Want to, you know, keep up with Miss Asia, where can they?
On Twitter at @OfficiallyAsia, on Facebook at facebook.com/SingerAsia, and also on Instagram at @SingerAsia.
And new single on iTunes?
New single on iTunes.
So make sure you guys check her out. And also check out the video. Check out the damn video, the full video, and just replay it. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Make sure you guys check the Grammys out this weekend. Very exciting. And follow me at DJ Jesse J and Black Hollywood Live, BHL Online on Twitter. Again, Asia, thank you for coming
thank
in.
You for
Until next
me.
Week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.